Welcome with Afghan Voice Radio, and today I'm talking to a 55D boy. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're talking about rap today, and especially about Afghan rap. What is Afghan rap?
We call it also gap in Dari, means just spoken word, because Farhad Darya, famous singer of Afghanistan, he changed the word rap to gap, so it means just spoken word. Yeah, actually, rap, it's about emotions, about what you feel. But nowadays, you get rap about different subjects, like about love or things. Actually, rap, when the black people, they started to rap, it was just spoken word, and it was about their emotion.
Yeah, because I understand from the history of rap, yeah, it was like chanting or rhyming lyrics to a beat, and it originated from an African background, and it became popular in the 1970s in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers. It was 1979 when this Sugar Hill Gang released the first hit from Rapper's Delight. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Old
school. They are the first rappers, I can say. But you know, before rap was just like spoken word, and after the 60s, after the when James Brown came with the funk music.
Yeah.
So then it was with the beat, and after that people, they start to rap with the beat, not just like spoken word, but in beats. And like that in the 70s, of course, you get the real rap, I can say.
It can be without music, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just mentioned that Farhad Darya was the first artist to talk about rap and made it into gap.
Yes.
And he's not a rapper.
No.
That is what I noticed.
Rapper, but I think he got the feeling because he's singer, songwriter. I think Farhad Darya is like father in the Afghan music world. And I think that's why he said, let's change the word rap to gap. And I think it's a good idea. It's something original because I think everywhere in the world you get the word rap. And it matches because it's a spoken word, you know?
Yeah, and gap means talking, isn't it?
Talking, yeah.
And with gap, what is unique about Afghan rap? Because when I listen to songs, I hear a big difference. But what is the difference in its essence?
Yeah, now you get difference between Western and Eastern rap. And Western rap, it's all about, you know, like in the American video clips like that, it's all about cars, about sex, about girls and money.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Eastern rap, it's all about the society, problems in the society.
Okay.
Of course, you get rappers, they sing about love, about different subjects. But for example, in Afghanistan, the rappers, they like DJ Beshu.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the society, about the, for example, corruption in the society or in the politics. I mean, it's all about actually criticize the society.
You can say that the Afghan rap is more of an East Side rap.
Yes.
It's more about social issues, political issues.
Political
and it is, it's not like gangster style, is that correct?
Yeah, gangster style.
It always makes me laugh, to be honest, when I hear that word. I can't help it. Is rap growing in Afghanistan?
Of course, because we get new rappers. First was just DJ Beshu.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first rapper in Afghanistan. And now you get, for example, Susan Firoz, the first female rapper. And like Paradise Sururi. And I know also one Afghan rapper in Netherlands, Nafs.
Nafs?
He's also, yeah, very talented. And nowadays you get more and more rappers in Afghanistan. And more, I see also on television that the youth, they want to go to that direction to follow rap. So it's something new in Afghanistan. It's growing.
But the rap in Afghanistan also has its own sound.
Yeah, it's. I think in Afghanistan, the rap should be also a little bit like, you know, with the local music. If you mix the beats with the local instruments, then you get different effect. And it's also for the people nice to listen. The Western rap, if you use the same music in Afghanistan, the same Western beats in the song, in the rap songs, the people don't like it so much. You understand? So it should be totally something mixed, and you get different style.
Why did you start rap or gap?
To be honest, I started to rap because I had lots of things to explain. I had a lot of pain inside. I started to rap, just copying the songs of a Turkish rapper, Ceza.
Ceza
is his name, and he's still my inspiration. I listened to his songs, and I felt like he's rapping about my life. Mm. And after that, I started to rap his songs, just copying. And in 2010, I got a chance to rap in a festival in Belgium. And then I said I want to write my own song, something original. And like that, I started to rap. And I think it's just a way how I can express myself.
So you write your own lyrics?
Yeah.
Based on your own feelings and experience.
Yeah, feelings and experience about the social and political problems in the society. Of course, I write most of the time about Afghanistan, about what I have seen, what I have experienced. But I write also in Dutch and in English, also about the society here in Belgium.
And what language do you think is most suitable for rap?
Rap, you can rap in every language. So it's not just that that the black people in America, they came with the rap style that you should rap in English. No, it's just about the message, I think, in my opinion. Rap is about your message, because I concentrate myself more on my text than my music, because the message is more important for me than the beat itself. And so it doesn't matter in which language you rap, if the people can understand you.
Do you write your own music?
Sometimes I make my beats self in my room. I have a small studio here. But sometimes I go to the professional studio. I do it with the producer. Recently, I made a song. It's in English, Youth of Today. And it's Western style about dance and about girls like that in the club. And so I did it in the professional studio with the producer because I'm serious about this. And I have written this for a movie, Resistance of Unresistance is the name of the movie. And so I did it. Part in daddy and a part in English. You want that I rap the daddy part?
Yeah, give us an example. Let us listen to this.
اینجا هستیم در داخل کلاب دخترای افغان میبینم میزنن گپ خوب خوشش آمدیم اما خدا میگیره خب دستا بالا بزنین چک چک ای دختر کم ناز بکو دی با اینجا بیا دانس بکو همراه رامین الفاظ بگو خوشتا مد قلب واز بگو. It's just the daddy part.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Sounds good.
So...
Chuck, chuck.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds really good. And when is this film going to be released?
I don't know, because my friend is working on it. I think it takes a few months to finish it, because he's doing alone and it takes all the time.
I can imagine that. You have written and released 3 songs at the moment. Is that correct?
Actually, I got more. I think I got 5. Yeah, I got the Problems, The Bleeding Pig, Tugab Bazan, and Youth of Today, and Kids Parliament. So.
And these songs, I know a few of them have videos. Do they all have videos to go with it?
No. For example, The Problems and Bleeding Pig, which I have written for the festivals, and those are just audio, but on YouTube you find with some pictures and text like that, some images from the concerts, the live performance.
I've seen 2 videos of you.
Yeah, all musicians, when they start with the music, they get the same problem, money.
That
because it costs a lot of money to make something professional or a video.
Yes.
And that's why I can't make for every song the video clip.
You want to continue a career in rap or gap?
Yes, because I think we have a lot of problems in Afghanistan, and I see rap as a message to improve the situation a little bit in Afghanistan in the future. Now, I'm busy with my studies, but later I'm going to write a lot of songs. I have still written a lot of songs about, for example, violence against Afghan women, children, like that. But I just need a little bit time to finish my school, and after I start professionally.
That sounds like a good plan. Mm-hmm. But I ask this because you're not just a rapper. You do a lot of things. I mean, you paint and you do a lot with photography as well. So
yeah, now my problem is that I do a lot of things because sometimes you don't have time to do all the things. But I try to do as much as I can, and I try to organize all. Sometimes it's difficult, but I love my life like this, always busy.
About Gap, the message is more important than the beat. You say the message is it's the content. It's about what you say or what you want to come across.
Yeah, if you with your music, if you get a message. For example, in a society like in Afghanistan, where we have a lot of problems, then I think the message is more important than the music because you want to improve the situation. But you have, for example, rappers. For them, the text is not important. They just write some words, and it's all the beat. The beat should be perfect.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's cool, but not in Afghanistan, I think, because we are still in an open conflict in Afghanistan, and we should criticize the situation. We should have comments on politicians to improve the situation, the corruption like that. It's not time for fun, you know, I should say like this.
Yeah.
That's why, but sometimes it's fun to have just, you know, good beats and a little bit text in it for fun. But if you have really a message, you should concentrate yourself on message and not on the beat. Yeah, I think that's something essentially in rap that you say the problems. You bring words to the people that actually they don't dare to pronounce that words. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You say things in rap that normal people, they can't say. And in a situation like in Afghanistan, you should be very brave to do that because it's also dangerous for your life.
That is true. I mean, people kind of stick their head above the cornfield, as we.
Yeah, but if you want to make a difference, then you have to cross the borders.
Yeah. That's nicely said. Also, what I noticed with you as well, you've got a very, I like them a lot and I love them to read them. They're called Raminisms.
Yes. Yeah, you know, always I have something inside. I want to do something original in my life. I don't know what, but I will do when there's something that people are going to be proud. And yeah, with Raminism, I started to express actually my character. And it's about respect and things like that, to have a lot of self-confidence. So I start Raminism. Mm-hmm. But if you visit the group Raminism on documents, you find the file. And there is the explanation all about Raminism. And every day I try to put a new message. Just things that I have in my mind. Sometimes it is, it's about the society. Sometimes it's about the world and just what I think that day. And I'm thinking to make my own political system because I'm also interested in history. And I think I call it Raminism. I think I try to fill the minus points of democracy because today we see in the world democracy is not working so well. So now I'm thinking to actually replace democracy with Raminism, but it takes time to organize all the things.
It's that I love, but it sounds really interesting because society does need changes. And I think that it's important. Mm-hmm. And it sticks. I mean, the Raminisms, when I read them, I think, yeah, it's really good.
You know, my teacher of history, he said, when you go to university, you'll get a lot of followers.
Where can we find more about you, the Ramanisms, the rap, your artwork? Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, okay. So I have my own webpage. It's a little bit long, but I think it's easy to search just on Facebook. Sometimes there you can find the link of my own webpage, and there you find about my philosophy, photography, and also the videos and about music. And on Facebook, there's a page called 55 D-Boys Art. There you can find about my art, about photography. You can follow me on SoundCloud, on YouTube. I'm everywhere on net.
Last but not least, who is your most favorite rap artist?
Yeah, it's a Turkish rapper. His name is Ceza.
Ceza.
And he's my inspiration. That's why I started to rap. And I love him because I find myself in his texts. And also he sings very fast. Like sen bilim bilim dinleyerek gönlendin, kendini bilim dinlemecime gelim dinlemecine uğramadın, her yeri kaldın, barıştı aldın, acımadan aldın. Mama, microphone show.
So well, that is fast. Thank you very much. We hope to hear a lot from you.
Yes, sure. Gosh, Kunin. Mara Megan 55 D-Boy. Astım Afghan Boy. Kusmik Farad Daryagov. ما دیگه رپ نمیزنیم فقط گپ میزنیم یو آها یه این اجنبی ها کردن پیدا همه نفرت دارد از یک دیگر خود این ملت کسی پشت پول کسی پشت پیسه کسی پشت شان کسی پشت شهرت فکر کنو لودا کجا رفت برکت فکر کنو احمق یز دشمنت بخی بکن عرکت چون که آر ای ام ان دینجر بیامد نشان میت سرکت این شارت کرد خوب از خراب جدا کن هیچ وقت نکنی گد گد بیا بکن چک چک اندرگراند رپ من میاره سر شو بگیر میکروفون را بزن گپ گپ اگر جرتش نداری یو صدای خدا بکن خب خب این رپ من این تکست من بس میکند لباره جنگت فقط گوش بکن شخصیت چیست اصلیت چیست تو آقه پدر تو آقه مادر تو از هیچ چیزی نشدی تو را در قوای ملی صدا کن در اونجا صدایم مثل مرمی رپم تو را سراخ کن به غیرتی و به ننگی تو را علا کرد همیشه به جا سر مادر کردی توشن و فرق این همه سبب شد که تو را خدا زد اگر ترس نداشتی تو فرق نشم میکشدی درس میخوندی قلم میکشدی خیر است کم رنج میکشدی سنگ بالای سنگ زده گنج میکشدی امروز وطن خدا با فرهنگ میکشدی خدا همیشه با تو بود اگر آواز خدا بلند میکشیدی اگر کم ننگ میداشت نخوان امروز برای عالم میکشیدی و تو باور میکردم اگر از دین خود کم شرم میکشیدی اگر دروغ نمیفتی نور به چهره خود هم میکشیدی دفلارا به جیب علاقه دف میکردی بعدم برشان سیاه رنگ میکشیدی شب با پایزیب های خود تو شرنگ شرنگ میکشیدی با هم جنس بازی های خود تو هزار نای رنگ میکشیدی همه بیکارای کوچه را جمع کرد از خود گنگ میکشیدی اسم خدا قماندان دوست مانده نیروی کچل را به منده تو گرنگ میکشیدی روز ها میخوابدی شب ها چور چپا اول آواز تو فنگ میکشیدی لانت به تو هر شیطان که بازم اسم خدا جنتلمن میکشیدی چانس داشتی که من خورد بودم همیشه کانفرانس داشتی که من مشنیدم بزن در دانس بودی که من میدیدم با دخترها رومانس داشتی که من در گیس بیش تو دانس میکردن شبها که من گوش نمیخوابیدم ولی امروز رپ من میار دیفرنس بین دین من یو فاکینگ پولیتیکس فاکینگ پولیتیکس یو فاکینگ پولیتیکس Yo, listen up now. R.A.M. in danger. Be on my danger. Be on my danger. Be on my. Bugo R.A.M. in danger. Be on my danger. Be on my. Bugo R.A.M. in danger. Be on my danger. Be on my danger. Be on my. Yo. Hey hey. فراموش نکن هیچ وقت تو کی هستی. تو کجا هستی؟ فقط یک افغان هستی. بجنگ به خاطر آینده خود. به خاطر آزادی وطن خود. Yeah, the fucking bomb. Yeah, Mega 55 D-Boy.
hafta belki son. Ben bunu bilemem aynı bon gibi gelir sana belki de aynı ton. Bir delik gelebilir ama aynı fon. Kendini bilemez montofon. Monoton yaşar hep aynı don. Anlatırım ben derdimi yalnız ey bir meneğim aynı fon. Şimdi bu bana bir bakınız haydi. Muhammed'in sevgisi bilir asip edin. Muhammed Ali gibi gelir asip. Bana bak beni görmedi öl vasi. Sesim hep duyulur tepeden mariton. Mekanım olabilir her anı son. Yanıma gidenin canına girecektir ey bir meneğim aynı fon. Bunu ben bunu sen şunu ben onu sen günü ben günü sen. Fenomen olacak dolacak her gel menemen kıvamı bal çık gelemem. Dostumu göremezsem, düşmanı postunu geri seremezsem. Rüzgar gibi esemezsem, veremezsem, kalbimi geri gelemezsem. Hem beni, beni, günü, yımı, günü, beni, kendini, beni, beni, yımacımı gelemedin. Amacını varamadın, her yeri karaladın, barışına yırladın, acımadın, aldın. Rüyalara daldın, bal arası, gök arası, İstanbul Kalemar Bokulu'ndan çıktı. En baba rap işte, başına darısı. Ma, telefonunu getirsene bana baksana. Laklık etme sakın ha sen beni dinle. Kelimelerimi ve kilometrelerce bilim ettik hesaplarla yazdım. İhtiyacınız var mı yardıma? Hatalı rhyme'lar, fatal rhyme'lar, çatıl olur ha. Yatacaktır, yine bana balacaktır, kanacaktır, akacaktır. Rüzgar gibi esecektir, geri gelecektir. Ceza ettik bir sentezdir. Beyler tek tek bir arızadır. Üç fazdır, kanadı kırıktır. Taktik kuşkunun oluşumudur. Şu yaptığım rap bir uçurumdur. Bak beni gör hadi kamil ol. Tepeden tırnağa sen hami ol. Rap'e göz kodak oldum sen de ol. Hadi holokostu gören insan ol. Her gibi uç katlar gibi komedi. Sen köylü ol dedi ben patron. Rhyme'lerim can yakabilir ha pardon ya. Ey be my name Ali Fon. Şimdi bu bana bir bakınız haydi. Muhammed Ali tekisi bilir asip edin. Muhammed Ali gibi gelir asip. Bana bak beni gör bir de öl vasi. Sesim hep duyulur tepeden mariton. Mekanım köy bu dayak sözlerle gelen kendini nostra damus sanına namus gerekir ceza gibi bir kabus gerekir fanus gibi deliğinize eşki damus sokulur bana bir bakınız sakınız andurandı kafanızı sakınız yakınız alev veriniz her yeri holokostu görünüz gösteriniz işte bu ipak gösterimiz yo Allah rapin cezasını verdi ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız haydi. Şimdi bana bir bakınız sakınız underground'ı kafanızı tıkınız haydi. Bana bir bakınız sakınız underground'ı kafanızı tıkınız siz haydi. Ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma.